Blog Talk Radio.
TGIF, and it is a special Friday edition of the Greg Skrull Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's right. We are on the air. We are loud, and we are proud. And, you know, we got the Facebook page up and running. Got my personal Facebook page up and running. We're still in the process of getting our other Facebook page going. So, anyway, look me up, Gregory Skrull, on the Facebook. Send me a message, type in your comments, and we will be glad to get you recognized on the air. The phone lines are open, 323-642-1128, 323-642-1128. Want to give a big shout-out real quick to Bion Apparel. Being a supporter of the Greg Skrull Show, we also want to say a big thank you to Moxie Nutrition, located World's Gym in Lowell, Arkansas, a part of the Herbalife family. If you are interested in getting healthy and helping other people get healthy, just leading a healthier lifestyle, and who knows, maybe make some extra cash at the same time, you need to get in touch with me off the air, 888-361-8728, and I can get you the information on becoming a part of the Herbalife family. You've heard me talk about it many times. I've been on Herbalife since September. I've lost 30 pounds. My energy is outrageous, so I invite you to do the same thing. I want to give a big shout-out to Farmington High School, class 2014. A good friend of mine, Robert Mann and Elizabeth Mann, their son Matthew Robert, graduated last night, class of 2014, so big shout out to Matthew Mann and the other class of 2014. Oh, well, got a lot of good stuff going on this weekend. The Thunder blew out. I'm not going to say blew out. They did. I haven't heard the final score. But they did defeat the LA Clippers to the next round NBA playoff, where they will take on the San Antonio Spurs. And I think that's going to be a great series, boys and girls. That's going to be a tough one to call. I'm gonna put my money on the Thunder. I got to go with my heart, so I'm just calling it on the Thunder. Cardinals and Braves, they're in action this weekend. I got the scores right here for basketball last night. Indiana did defeat Washington 93-80 to advance to the next round. And then, of course, the Oklahoma City Thunder 104, LA Clippers 98. A lot of baseball games going on today. Of course, you heard me mention the Atlanta St. Louis game. You got Milwaukee, Chicago, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, Oakland, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Yankees, Mets, Washington, Detroit, Boston, Rockets, Baltimore, KC, Seattle, Minnesota, White Sox, Houston, San Diego, Colorado, Dodgers, Arizona, Tampa Bay, Anaheim, Miami, and Frisco. There you go. I do got some scores from yesterday. It looked like this. San Diego, Cincinnati beat San Diego 5-0. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 4-3. Minnesota beat Boston 4-3. St. Louis beat the Cubbies 5-3. San Diego, Cincinnati 6-1. Toronto, Cleveland 4-2. Yanks beat the Mets 1-0. Baltimore, Kansas City 2-1. Anaheim Angels 6, Tampa Bay 5, and Frisco 6, Miami 4. So there you go on that. Aaron Hernandez officially been charged with 2 murders. In case you haven't heard, in case you forgot, former New England Patriots Aaron Hernandez, already jailed in connection with the 2000 shooting death, looks forward to, he's been charged that he ambushed and gunned down 2 men after a chance encounter inside a Boston nightclub a year earlier. No, I'm really not wanting to get back on that soapbox, but who the hell are these professional athletes thinking they can just go do whatever and nothing's going to come of it? I mean, the athlete better pay attention to this, that you're a civilian. You're a regular Joe Blow human being. You just make more money. But the law still apply. You can't go out shooting up people and expect to get by with it. Reports are coming out. Johnny Manziel, how the hell you call his name, he actually texted the Browns to draft him from the green room during the NFL draft. So there was a Tiger Woods sighting. Tiger Woods has been designing a golf course down in Cabo San Lucas, and he just recently tweeted a picture of him at the facility. Donald Sterling, you just can't jackass out of the news, pardon my language, but he is what he is. And he is refusing to pay the $2.5 million fine and is threatening to sue the NBA over the Clippers' ouster. It's like, dude, you did it, so pay the you got the money, just pay the fine. 3 days after the broadcast of an interview in which he had claimed to have made a terrible mistake making racist comments, L.A. Clipper owner Donald Sterling is now claiming that he has done nothing wrong. Actually, it was Sterling's attorney that he has hired to sue the NBA to fight the lifetime ban levied against Sterling by Commissioner Adam Silver. And Sterling will not be paying the fine in conjunction with the ban. If they don't, I know this is probably the crappy thing to do, but if they really want to get across to this guy, you know, what he said was wrong. There's just no two ways about it. Whether he just shouldn't have said it. I mean, we do not have any room in the world anymore for this crap. And So Sterling and his attorney sent a letter to the NBA saying that we reject your demand for payment. And as far as I'm concerned, if they don't want to pay the fine, kick the team out of the league. Donald Sterling, you are not above anybody else. And if I was the NBA commissioner, I would say, you don't pay the fine, your league don't, your team don't play. And you're still banned from the NBA. Now, I know that's probably the wrong thing to do, but if he's insisting on fighting this, I mean, the NBA, you know, all the NBA can do is say, hey, we fined the gentleman, he refuses to pay, you know, we do not want this kind of vile scum associated with our league. So, Donald Sterling, you opened your mouth, you set your foot in it, now pay up. Apparently, they have hired Maxwell Bleacher, antitrust lawyer, and he plans to argue that Sterling had not violated any aspects of the NBA Constitution. Multiple legal experts disagree, pointing towards Article 13D of the Constitution of the NBA, which provides for the termination of an owner's franchise should ownership fail to fulfill its contractual obligations to the NBA, its members, players, and any other third party in such a way as to affect the association or its members adversely, which interpretation bears out in a court of law remains to be seen. The NBA Board of Governors Advisory Finance Committee continues to work towards ousting both Sterling and his estranged wife, Rochelle, from the ranks of ownership. The Advisory Finance Committee held a conference call Tuesday to discuss the recent media appearances by the Sterlings. The committee also reviewed the status of the charge for termination of the Clippers' ownership. They're going to meet again next week. But the bottom line is, the guy just needs to accept his punishment. He did it. He said it. And, I mean, I think this guy is flat. And then he turns around and he says, what has Magic Johnson done for the NBA? You know, they donate a lot of money to the community where they live. And Magic and his wife. And so, yeah, they've done a lot for the NBA. So, anyway, they just need to get that guy out of there. 323-642-1128. We got about 15 minutes left in this special 30-minute Friday edition. We're still working on going full-time. Hopefully, when things work out, we'll be able to get this done next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 3 p.m., unless otherwise stated. There may be some days we may go early like we are doing today. Just depends on what's going on that day. Got some Muay Thai kickboxing action going on next Friday night. Wichita, Kansas at the Beach Activity Center in Wichita, Kansas. Striking the Muay Thai. I can't say that like Clint Davis. Muay Thai. Striking Muay Thai kickboxing. Going to be having a big event next Friday night at the Beach Activity Center, once again in Wichita, Kansas. I'm going to be there doing the ring announcer for this event. I'm excited to be making my ring announcing debut in Wichita. First time to do an event in Wichita, so I'm excited. First time to ever go to Wichita, to be quite honest. So I'm kind of excited. If I have listeners in the Wichita area, I invite you to come on out, say hello. I'm going to have I'll have something to sign. I don't know if I can what. I may just sign the announce cards that I use. We'll just have to go from there. But once again, next Friday night, Wichita, Kansas, Beach Activity Center. Look up Striking, STRIKING, Muay Thai and Kickboxing. You can find them on ticket information. I don't have it right here in front of me, but it's going to be a great event. So once again, I just invite everybody to come out and enjoy some good fights. Ty Pilgrim puts on a great promotion. So once again, we invite everybody. Don't forget, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, yeah. MMA, big action going on tonight. Spike TV, I think it's on Spike. It may be pay-per-view. I don't remember. Anyway, I don't have the information right here in front of me. The big fight, King Mo taking on Quentin Rampage Jackson. That's going to be our Facebook question today. Bellator, MMA. So we're putting that question on there, see what kind of answers we get out of it, and we will pass that information along. I've got a big event I want to hit on real quick for all my local listeners. This afternoon, Bentonville, Arkansas, we're going to be celebrating the grand opening of the new Cancer Foundation Support Center. Going to be taking place up in Bentonville, Arkansas, which is about 30 minutes north of Fayetteville, depending on how fast you drive. They're going to be dedicating a new facility up there this afternoon. So we want to invite everybody to come up. I'm going to be there. I'm going to have to drag out the sound system. Going to be having some fun music going, just make it a fun event. And we invite everybody to come up and check it out. Up there in Bentonville, Arkansas. Starts right there, last from around 3:30 to 6:30. There's going to be a lot of press coverage there, so we invite everybody to come up and check it out. Want to say hello to my buddy, Brian and Jessica Axtell. We're giving them a big shout-out. Want to say hello to them. They're up there in La Junta, Colorado. I think that's how it's pronounced. They do some great MMA events out there. So if you're in the La Junta, Colorado area, give them a big shout-out and go check out their event, Cage Kings, I believe, if I remember correct, is the name of their. Let me see here. Hold on a minute. I'll find the name of their promotion. Hold on. Ow. Don't you hate it when you're sitting there talking and you get a big itch on your foot or something like that? Fastly here. So anyway, it's Friday. The weekend is here. Yeah, Cage Kings is the name of the promotion. They're out there in La Junta, Colorado. So, once again, if you're out there, check out Ryan and Jessica and Cage Kings. They would appreciate your support. Oh, let's hear what's going on else. I mean, we mentioned basketball. We mentioned baseball, of course. We haven't heard from Granny Hulkster this week, so we'll save the pro wrestling chat for next week when we can get her in here. Don't forget, we still got about 10 minutes left on the show, 323-642-1128. Big shout-out to my buddy Dave Davis. He's out there doing his thing, one of the top ring announcers in the country. I do want to mention that coming up in June, the exact dates, let me pull the exact dates up here for you. The United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame is going to be having their big yearly event that's going to be taking place in St. Louis, Missouri. Find it up here, United States. I thought I had it. There we go. United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. That's right. Getting ready to come to St. Louis, Missouri, June 19th, 20th, and 21st. That's the Sheraton St. Louis City Center Hotel. We invite everybody to come up for that. It's going to be a great time. A lot of great training classes that you can be a part of. Let me see here. Let me pull over here. Beautiful, beautiful hotel. I'm excited to be there. Like I say, they're going to be having a training classes all week. And then it all culminates on Saturday night when they have a black tie event, which they induct new members into the Hall of Fame. So just excited about being there. Got some great special guests. Bill Superfoot Wallace, UFC fighter Caro Parisian, going to be giving a MMA class. Grandmaster Richard Bastillo, Grandmaster Austin Box, great friends of mine. I'm looking forward to getting to see Grandmaster Bastillo. We've become great friends. I was honored to have Grandmaster Bastillo in the audience last year when I was inducted into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame from my ring announcing, 2013 Ring Announcer of the Year for the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Grandmaster Pete Mills is also going to be in attendance. So this is going to be a great time. As always, 20 plus hours of training. They're going to have the Grandmaster's Council for Black Belt Testing, Defense Tactics Certification, and the Hall of Fame Banquet. So this is our 15th anniversary of the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Once again, St. Louis, Missouri, the Sheraton St. Louis City Center. Once again, I'm excited to be part of this great organization, and as they recognize the world of martial arts, not just MMA, but all kind of martial arts, and with the growth of MMA, they started recognizing, MMA and that stuff, and now that's why they branched off, and they also have the MMA classes now. 5 minutes left, 323-642-1128. We got about 5 minutes left on the show. So pretty much everything I have today. Let's run down the list of my listeners today. I got some big lists. Let's say hello to Lachelle, Clint, Amy, Carmen, Delinda, Cindy Montgomery, Tanya, Ryan and Jessica Axtell, Tammy, Nicholas Moody, Carla, Julie, Trinity and Donnie McGuire. I love my people, you know. Don't forget, if you are interested, you heard me mentioning Herbalife earlier. There's going to be a training seminar tomorrow morning at the Chancellor Hotel in Fayetteville. If you've been interested in possibly getting in Herbalife, this is your chance to come, find out about the product, and get some great motivational speaking. I get something out of there every time I go, and so I look forward to being back there tomorrow. So it's going to be a good day, Saturday. Good day of training. Don't forget the Cardinals. They're going to be in action against the Bravos tonight. I am checking to see what the schedule Braves tonight. Let's see here. I got the schedule right here in front of me. What I'm looking for, that's May. You want June. You need the June schedule. Let's look at this. The calendar is floating. Okay, there we go. Let's fast forward to June. There you go. I may be forced to stay in town a little while because I'm going to St. Louis. I won't be able to be there Friday, but I am going up Saturday morning, and then I'll be there Saturday afternoon for training, and then of course the black tie event that night. But I may be forced to stay in St. Louis for a little while Sunday afternoon as the Redbirds are taking on the Phillies and watch some baseball. I've never been to a pro baseball game, so I'm seriously looking at this possibility. All right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it is officially the weekend, and I'm officially, we just got to know it. We got 90 seconds left, so we're going to go ahead and start getting ready to bug on out of here. Let's put a Facebook question on this. Going to be in St. Louis in June. Should I stay and go watch the Cards play the Phillies? All right. It's kind of a vague question. I've just put the dates or anything, but it is what it is. Cardinals are playing the Phillies the weekend. I'm going to be in St. Louis. So I might be late getting back to Arkansas Sunday night. So I'm going to go find me a cute blonde and go watch baseball. All right, boys and girls, we are getting ready to hit out of here. Hitting that beautiful Bean Goodick, hitting that beautiful music. And we will see you all Monday, 3 p.m., right here on the Greg Scroll Show. Everybody be safe. Have a great weekend. See ya.